I'm Lee.
And he's still...
Grouse.
Welcome for this momentarily early edition of Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on KPFT. I have to ask you, what's with the clock here? Is the clock here broken?
Yes, the clock is broken. It kind of confused me on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Well, that explains it. So welcome to this actually on time, but thinking it was slightly early edition of Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig here on KPFT 90.1 FM. So now we have to go to the analog watch school of studio broadcasting.
I'll give you hand motions. I hope I remember, but I'll try.
Okay, but you're also going to be on the analog clock version.
This one is working fine.
That one is working fine? Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. You see, that's where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of money, this is the Summer Sizzle fundraising edition of Think Wing Radio. And we're going to try not to be tedious and boring and generally make you want to change the dial. We don't want you to change the dial. We want to entertain you enough so that you hang around and occasionally get tempted to give us money. So, yes, Ernesto, you're out there in Pledge Central for us?
I will be here for at least your first half of your show. So utilize me. Make me beg. Whatever you need, I am here for you.
He wants to be used. Gotta love it.
That's good. There's something interesting and psychological about that
there
we'll
is.
Have to get into maybe later
if not
when
dangerous.
I'm not here. Yeah, exactly. Hey.
I think that would be a different show.
All about the danger.
Yes, yes. All right, so about four times a year, KPFT goes out and asks the hosts of the various shows to ask you folks to help support the station. And there are a lot of good reasons to support KPFT. The free speech, just that element alone, the fact that we're not right-wing talk radio. We have an entire spectrum, more colors than the rainbow, of political and philosophical opinion here. We have more local music than any station in Houston broadcasts. We have more locally produced shows probably than any station in Houston broadcasts. We have approximately 94 program titles that are broadcast from this station every week. 78 of them. Now, this is my last count today, and I'm not going to say that I got it to the one. But I counted 78 FM shows and 12 HD3 shows, which, of course, if you don't have an HD radio, you can still listen to live online or archived online. So we're talking about 94 programs a week. Now, there are only 7 days in the week, and there are only 24 hours in a day. And we've got 94. So let's see, 94 divided by 7 is something like 13 approximately. So we've got about 13 shows. We've got about 13 titles for every day of the week. And what do we charge you for that most of the year? Absolutely nothing. And what do we get paid for bringing that to you most of the year? Most of us? Absolutely nothing. So every once in a while, we come to those of you who are able, and we understand not everybody is. Times can be tough. And we request that you participate in allowing KPFT to stay on the air and bring you the enormous diversity of opinion and music and ideas that I don't think you can find anywhere else. You know, we have another public radio station in this town. They're a fine public radio station. I listen to them a lot, but they're not KPFT. They're not, for the most part, locally produced. It's a totally different ballgame. So they're a great station. They're just not this station. So there's a phone number that you can call if you want to help support KPFT. It's 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. No amount is too big or too small, but $60 is the membership level. But we'll take $5. We'll take $100. You want to buy us an antenna? We're going to talk about that antenna. The antenna is a big deal item. Ernesto, you and I talked about it. I saw some paperwork on this several weeks ago that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that KPFT right now is on a temporary broadcast license because the antenna was hit by lightning 3 years ago and we've not had the money to do a proper upgrade. Is that essentially correct?
That is absolutely true.
So what does that mean in terms of the licensing, the broadcast potential, the range, the cost, the long-term prospects if we can't get this thing fixed?
Well, we eventually will need to buy a new transmitter that costs, depending on the equipment. We've priced this at various levels. You're probably looking at anywhere from $100,000 to about $175,000 for a new transmitter. Ultimately, that's what's needed. Our current transmitter, while perfectly fine, does run into some issues over time, and so therefore replacing it with something that is going to be functional long-term, solid-state transmitter, something that will be a little bit more stable and resistant to issues or burnout is ultimately what we're going to be looking for, and that is going to be a bit of a challenge. Not a lot of people have $100,000, $185,000 laying around anywhere.
But it would be tax-deductible if anybody happened
to have that. Hey, if you happen to have $100,000 laying around, give us a call.
That would be a huge community contribution. So what are the implications with this temporary permanent license thing?
What was that?
Isn't there something about a temporary license or a conditional license versus a permanent license that has to do with the condition of the antenna?
Because our current antenna, our current transmitter, is unable to operate at full power without basically completely frying out, we have been granted by the FCC a conditional license to operate at slightly reduced power in order to continue broadcast operations. They have been kind enough, they being the FCC, has been kind enough to offer us those extensions for a period of time. Ultimately, I think their expectation and desire is that we operate at full capacity. They have been very understanding to allow us to have those temporary extensions to operate at slightly reduced power. However, they would like us to get up to full power fairly soon.
So say we all.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. No, all of us. Yeah, absolutely.
Some unanimity at the station.
Yes, absolutely. That doesn't happen very often. And hey, this is one of those things we're all united around.
There you go. So you can help support KPFT. You can help put a couple of bucks toward that antenna. Yes. 713-526-5738. Now, you can also donate online if you don't want to make the phone call, whatever the reason might be. KPFT.org. www.egberto.org. Now, we're also going to do something a little different, and Egberto, my engineer and co-conversationalist, is helping me out here. If you're on Twitter, if you either, because we can't take direct phone calls during fundraising, so if you make a donation online and want to let us know, you can use the hashtag ThinkWing. Hashtag ThinkWing, and we'll be monitoring that hashtag during the show. So if you make an online donation, we can tally that. If you have a comment or question that you can fit into 140 characters, less the space necessary to hashtag ThinkWing, we'll try to touch on that because we don't want this to be just an hour of pity please. So we need you to make a contribution. We need you to support the $150 an hour that it costs to keep this station on the air.
True.
Even with all the volunteers that we have volunteers on the phone. We have volunteers in the studio. We have volunteers on the control boards. Ernesto isn't a volunteer, but I'm sure he's paid a small enough salary that there are days he's practically a volunteer.
If you're interested in hearing about KPFT's ups and downs financially, there is a new posting on, and it's actually on our Twitter account, recorded a little bit earlier this evening with Dwayne Bradley, posted to SoundCloud about KPFT's financial situation. We started this fund drive a little bit earlier than usual, and part of it is because if we'd held this fund drive off until August, which is when we normally do them, we probably wouldn't actually be on the air. So we are, do we talk a bit about finances, and we talk a bit about reductions in various services. And one of those that Dwayne Bradley, our general manager, discusses is the issue of staff. KPFT has about 8 full-time staff. One of the things that Dwayne points out is that we, as staff, do a lot of different tasks here. One of mine is as program director, although it sounds like a very cool title, I also get to bail out toilets and various other things. But we also, in addition to all the tasks we do, haven't actually had a raise in about 10 years. So we do what we do because we're passionate about the idea of non-commercial media. So it's certainly not a glamorous job, but it's also one that we love because we love the community and we love the radio station and we like supporting that idea. And we want you to please support that station with a contribution, 713-526-573. But again, if you want to visit KPFT on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KPFT Houston, or on Twitter, we're at KPFT on Twitter. You can hear Dwayne talk a bit about KPFT's finances and also about the future and also about this fund drive, some of the reductions that we've made, and actually some of the losses that we're going to have as a result of our finances. That doesn't sound so hopeful, but your pledge of support will make things a lot more hopeful. We believe that we can get through all of the ups and downs that KPFT has faced, but we can do that with your contribution. 713-526-5738.
Now, also, there was a bit of news that apparently the funding that we get, which is a small, relatively small portion of the funding for KPFT from the Community for Public Broadcasting, apparently that's been a little delayed. So that makes us more of a community broadcast station than ever.
Because that is true.
100% from you now, right?
That is absolutely true. KPFT, through various issues from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, has not received what you would expect of federal funding for radio stations. And many public broadcast stations get a little bit of federal money. It's actually our tax dollars that go into the public interest. And we do have various tax dollar things that, as you are aware, go into the public interest, everything from education to the arts to broadcasting. KPFT hasn't received any of that for just well over a year. That's probably to the tune of about $200,000 of our budget, which we have not received. And so, therefore, we actually are now completely supported by listeners, and we definitely are much more in need of your support. So your pledge does make a difference. It matters when you call 713-526-5738. We are very much dependent on you, and we hope that you call 713-526-5738.
And remember, if you have donated online and want to let us know, you can tweet us at hashtag ThinkWing. If you have a comment that you would like to make that perhaps will give us a couple of minutes to change the subject from send us money to what do you think, that would be okay too, hashtag ThinkWing. Egberto, you are monitoring the hashtag. I'm guessing we haven't seen anything yet, or you would
know. I haven't seen anything, but what I just did is sent myself a test, or rather sent a test tweet on hashtag ThinkWing to make sure that it's working, and it's working fine on my little pad here. So, folks, please remember, ThinkWing if you decide to donate on air, but please give us a call at
713-526-5738. Now, I also want to point out that since most people are listening to the station in a car, if you are inclined to help support KPFT, but you're driving and that gets kind of dicey, reaching for the wallet and trying to read the credit card in the dark and stuff, here's what you can do. You can use your hands-free set, possibly your voice dial phone, ask it to dial 713-526-5738, and some nice person will answer the phone. And you can give them your name and your contact information and the amount you would like to pledge. And we can actually take the remainder of the financial information later. So if you want to send a check, just let us know that that's your intent and maybe give us your email address. We can send you the information you need to do that. If you want to put it on your credit card or your debit card, then just give us a phone number or an email address, and we'll either call you back later or we'll send you something later so that you can complete that pledge. A pledge is a promise. If you make the promise, whether you actually give us the financial assistance now or tomorrow or the next day, the promise, and you're keeping the promise at some point in reasonable time, is the thing that matters. So you can voice dial 713-526-5738. You can go online if you're not driving at kpft.org. And if you donate online, you can tweet us at #ThinkWing, #ThinkWing. You know, one of the things also when we're going into fundraising mode, we don't actually get ratings around here. We don't actually get like Nielsen's. So one of the ways that we know if you like a show, if that show is doing something for you that you feel is singular and enjoyable, the way we know that that's so is you call us and you donate a few bucks. So if you think that this show, ThinkWing Radio, if you think that we have done some shows that have been entertaining to you, if you like the fact that we don't harangue, if you like the fact that when people call me, I get conservatives and liberals and centrists, and I try to treat everybody with a modicum of respect and consideration because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, just not their own facts. So if you appreciate a talk show where you can talk about politics, or you can talk about history, or you can talk about movies, or you can talk about some brainstorm idea that you had, and it doesn't have to be related to a particular topic when it's open forum, if you like an old-fashioned talk show where people can just call in and talk about what's on their minds, it would be great if you would show that by contributing a few bucks. $60 is the membership level. You can do that as a one-time pledge. You can do that at $5 a month, debited each month from your credit card. You can do that in a check. You can do it in a credit card. You can bring cash to the studio. We're not proud. We're not picky. So whatever it is, but in some way, if you can show us that you appreciate the show that we do here in this particular case, the station, please support the station. Because there's something on the station that you like. But if you like what we do, it would be great if you would show it during this hour. 713-526-5738, 713-526-5738, or kpft.org. Egberto?
No, I was wondering if Ernesto was still there. I know Ernesto has a whole lot of gifts that he has to offer folks.
Yes, we have premiums for certain gift levels, certain donation levels that might tempt you to contribute and support KPFT. Ernesto, are you out there to help us with some of those?
I think Ernesto may be on the phone taking a call.
Well, that would be good too. Okay, let's see. We have tickets. We have tickets to Wiz Khalifa, to Lyle Lovett and his large band, to ZZ Top and Jeff Beck, to Oddball Comedy and Curiosity Festival, to Ringo Starr and his all-star band,
mm-hmm.
to Lila Downs, G Love and Special Sauce. I was going to say Source.
Sauce.
That's my New York coming out.
Nice.
Connor Oberst, Citizen Cope, Lee Fields and the Expressions, the Psychedelic Furs and Lemonheads, Darden Smith, Ian Moore, Jim Lauderdale, Joel Guzman and Sarah Fox. How much? I mean, we got a buttload of stuff here.
Yep.
So if you are into music, if you are into shows, and you would like to be entertained at some big event, as well as supporting KPFT, that can be arranged. 713-526-5738. We also have some other premiums. We've got blankets, we've got T-shirts, we've got caps, premium levels for pretty much all kinds of donations, whether small, large, or medium. Egberto, you had something it looks like you're just dying to say?
Oh, not really, but if you want me to say
something... Oh, you're just nodding so much.
I was just nodding in agreement with you, you
okay,
know?
Well, no, that's good. I like
but
agreement.
I know Ernesto has a great pitch that I heard him do in the last show that he may want to do right now.
Well, if you're going to have Ernesto here, you might as well use him.
What? Remind me, Egberto.
Well, I mean,
I'm always on a roll.
You
were
talking about a sold-out show, and I mean, if you have tickets for a sold-out show, then KPFT is the only thing in the game right now other than the scalpers out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Ray LaMontagne is coming to town on Sunday. There were 5 pairs of tickets to Ray LaMontagne. There is 1 pair left. The $200 level, you can be in the house at Jones Hall. Going to be a great, great time. You can be there for Ray LaMontagne. Fantastic performer. If you haven't seen Ray play, that is your chance to see it. As Mike said, we've got some fantastic performances coming through town. Constellation of artists across a range of genres. Everything from Macy Gray to Louis C.K. to Del Castillo, John Mayall, John Hammond coming to town, still alive and kicking and still playing some great music. Guy Forsythe coming to town. We will get you there. Lee Fields and the Expressions, some fantastic new school R&B done in an old school style. Great, great performer, and you're going to have a good time there. Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, great folk rock performer, going to be in town. Also got Lydia Lovelace, also got Lila Downs, as Mike pointed out. She's just amazing. You're going to have a good time there. Reckless Kelly, you and a special someone can be there. We want you to please pick up that phone. Please make that contribution, 713-526-5738. That is the number to call right now. You'll make a big difference for this station. If you heard about a thank you gift we offered on a previous program earlier this evening, Democracy Now! Offered a fantastic Palestine film pack, 7 DVDs, Dollar a Day Pledge will get you all of them. If you heard about that earlier, I can tell you right now, it was just wild here at the Pledge Center. We did about $4,000 in pledges. People calling, the phones going off the hook to get the Palestine film pack. You can get one of those. That Dollar a Day Pledge will get you all 7 DVDs featuring Al-Nagba, featuring Road Back to Apartheid, and many other films. But we need you to pick up that phone and make that pledge. Maybe you heard my conversation with George Quant a little bit earlier. George, legendary speaker, and thank you for that call. Keep these
thank
calls
you
coming
so
in.
Much.
Integrated quantum meditation is what George Quant is presenting to people. You can get integrated quantum meditation at the $250 level, but we do need you to please pick up that phone. Please make that pledge of support. Every single pledge makes a big difference. As Mike pointed out, KPFT has faced many different challenges over this last year, and therefore we need those of you, particularly if you've never made a pledge of support, maybe you've tuned into KPFT because you enjoy this program. This is a time to make that contribution. If you've pledged before, but maybe you haven't pledged in a little bit, now is the time to make a contribution. We have some great gifts. We're happy to provide those to you. But the best gift of all is the fact that this program is on the air. And maybe you're listening right now and you go, well, who's listening at 10 o'clock at night? Let me tell you something. I'm KPFT Program Director Ernesto Aguilar. We've had some legendary programs that have been in this slot. Everything from Vegan World Radio to Explorations to Arab Voices to Partisan Gridlock to New Capital Show. A lot of fantastic programs have been in this time slot. Very popular, coming right out of Technology Bites. Maybe you discovered this great talk show and the variety of talk programming we have through something like Technology Bites that was on just a little while ago. We ask you to support KPFT because this station makes a difference in Houston, Texas. This station makes such a difference in the cultural life of the city, the political life of the city, the musical life of the city. This station has given a home to so many different ideas and artists and genres. anything that you can think of has been featured on this station, whether it's Steve Earle, whether it's Patti Smith, no matter who it may be, we have given that home, and we've hopefully introduced you to those ideas and music. Maybe we introduce you to music you now consider your favorite. Maybe we put something on the airwaves that brought back a great memory. Maybe we created some memories for you. We're not asking for you to do a lot. We're asking for you to do what you believe is right for community radio, for independent music, for independent culture, ideas, perspectives, news, journalism. Because chances are, if you've listened to commercial media and you've been listening to all that, You're here with us at this time of night, hearing us talk about the importance of supporting it. You care. And we're asking for you to please support us. 713-526-5738. Gentlemen, I'm just now getting warmed up. I can tell you all kinds of great things about this radio station. If you want me to, I can certainly do that. But we do need you to please make that pledge of support, because you will make the difference for this station. Maybe you discovered this station on accident. Maybe you happened to discover the station because somebody told you about it. Maybe you heard a conversation and you listened to it and you thought, wow, that's really kind of weird. Why are they talking about that? Or you heard that music and you thought, what the hell is that? But then you really realize, but then you kind of catch yourself and you go, that's interesting. And then you come back to it. Or maybe you heard something you completely thought was just totally turned you off.
It's an acquired taste, like beer.
Or whether it was music. Or you thought it completely kind of, you're kind of tuned out of it. But then you thought, that was kind of interesting. You thought about what somebody talked about. And then you wanted to come back. Or maybe you happen to hear a song and you thought, that's really weird. I've never heard anything like that on the radio. And then you wanted to tune back again. And you came back again and again and again. And you wanted to tune in and listen to something because it became something that was of value to you. You've really learned something. That's what great educational radio is about. Unlike the commercial stations, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but unlike the commercial stations who are there to support the advertisers, we're here because we want to educate you. Egberto and Mike are here purely because they care about you. They want to give a venue for your conversations and for a dialogue that is based in community. Now, that's a crazy concept for radio, because most of the time radio is basically here to play 12 minutes an hour of commercials. They're only here because they have advertisers they need to please. The DJs are paid to say, wow, look at my Verizon phone and look at this car and whatever else. They're paid to do those things. These gentlemen are giving up some of their evening because they want to support the idea of community. And that's a wonderful thing. Lots of volunteers come into KPFT because they support the idea that there should be a place on the dial where there's education and community. We're asking for you to support that idea when you call 713-526-5738. We've got lots of thank you gifts we're happy to give you when you make that contribution, whether you want to be in the house for Lyle Lovett, if you want to be in the house for Rodrigo y Gabriela, if you want to be in the house for Ian Moore, if you want to be in the house for Ray LaMontagne, we'll get you to those shows. Wiz Khalifa's coming to town. We'll get you to that. John Mayall's coming to town. Atlanta Rhythm Section. We'll get you to all of those shows. We're happy to give you, put you and a special someone in the house for a show, but we just need you to call 713-526-5738. And I will tell you something from experience. There's nothing that makes points with a special someone like saying, hey, not only am I taking you to the show, but I did it by supporting public radio. Because people like to think that you're smart, don't they? Chances are, if you're listening to public radio, if you're listening to something that's non-commercial, when you could be listening to all the stuff playing whatever it is, the same five songs over and over, people like to know have somebody in their lives who is intelligent, who wants something different, and who's willing to put their money where their mouth is, not just talk about something that they like or something that they support, but contributes something back. 713-526-5738 is that number to call right now to make that pledge of support for giving back to the community that has given to you. I hope that you've gotten something from this radio station. We do a lot of wild things over these 168 hours every single week, 52 weeks a year, rain, shine, hot, cold, not that it's cold here very often, mostly hot. However, you support this station, you listen because we do something valuable. We do some crazy things. We do some bold things. We do some enraging things. But I think that we do something that is different and that is valuable because there's plenty of radio out there that plays it safe. There's plenty of radio out there that goes to the focus groups. There's plenty of radio out there that goes to the playlist. There's plenty of stuff out there that is more than happy to go as tightly down the middle of the road as possible, not to say or offend or do something weird to anybody because they don't want to offend an advertiser. We're asking for you to remember that there's plenty of that out there. You're here because you're somebody who is an independent thinker who wants to make your own decisions. And maybe you don't necessarily have to like it all, but you appreciate the value of the idea that there is somewhere that you can come to make your own decisions. 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now. 713-526-5738. KPFT.org. If you can make that pledge securely online, please. KPFT.org. I beg you, do not take this for granted. KPFT has oftentimes struggled. We've been through many, many issues. We're the one and only radio station in the United States to have been bombed off the air. We were bombed off the air once in May of 1970, 2 months after we went on the air by the Ku Klux Klan. A few weeks later, we were back on the air thanks to people giving money to contribute to make sure that we could get back on the air. Guess what? October of 1970, we're bombed off the air again. We're off the air for 3 months trying to scrape together the nickels, the pennies, the dimes, the dollars to get ourselves back on the air. Through the generosity of people just like you, guess what? Those people gave what they could to ensure that you had this radio station. They gave what they could because they believe in the idea that even if we don't agree with everything on this radio station, we value it. It makes a difference, and they made it possible for you to discover ThinkWin Radio, Damage Control, Technology Bites, all the fantastic things that you hear on this radio station. They gave because they believe in the idea. We're asking for you to believe, and please don't take it for granted, because I can tell you from personal experience, when you take something for granted and it goes away, you begin to realize what that meant to you, that opportunities you may have lost.
It's like
we've all lost
love.
Loved ones. We've all lost all kinds of things. And then you realize when you take something for granted and it's gone, the opportunities that you may have missed to appreciate it while it was there. So please don't let that happen. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Independent media democracy demands that you pick up the phone, because without stations like this, without this opportunity to have this conversation, our democracy itself is diminished. There's plenty of media out there that is there to appeal to advertisers. Plenty of media out there to basically appeal to you with the most general, washed down celebrity gossip kind of line. That's perfectly fine. We all watch it every so often. We all listen to it every so often. But we appreciate the fact that there's an opportunity for us to have a democratic conversation about things that matter in this world, not about the goddamn Kardashians, but about something that matters in this world. Please, we've got things that people being bombed across the country. We got people being blown out of their homes on the other side of the world. You know, there's plenty of that. There's plenty of celebrity gossip that's going on. I heard, what is this, Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber had a fight. Who really cares? There's a lot of that crap that's in all over the news. You appreciate the fact that you can have this dialogue. Please make that call. 713-526-5738. Gentlemen, like I said, I'm just getting warmed up. 713-526-5738.
I don't think he's even had his coffee.
573.
He doesn't need any coffee.
Coffee this morning. I haven't had another cup of coffee since then. You give me a cup of coffee, and it's going to get even warmer.
He's like the KPFT Pitch Bunny.
526-5738. I am telling you, I love this program. These two gentlemen, I can tell you, they work their butts off because they really care about the idea that you should have a dialogue on the airwaves. They care about the community. Having worked with Mike Honig over quite a bit of time. It's been a couple of years now at this point, Mike.
2.5 years.
This is a guy who, when Dwayne Bradley has taken time off, shows up here early every morning to help out KPFT. Not because we're paying him. Not being paid. They're here because they care about the idea of community. I've seen Egberto sit here and do hours and hours of research around the news, around ideas, because he wants to present to you an informed conversation. They're not being paid to do it. They're not being asked to talk about Ford or any of the other advertisers that all the other radio stations put in front of their DJs. They're here because they care about you, and I'm passionate about the efforts that they make, and I'm passionate about this radio station because I know, because I've experienced it, that this radio station can help inform and change people's lives, because it's happened to me. We're asking for you to please remember remember that this radio station needs your support. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking to mortgage your house. I'm not asking for your car, your kids, your dog, your
cat. Well, unless it's a car that doesn't run.
I'm asking for you to make a contribution. I'm asking for you to do what you think is right for independent media, because independent media is not going to be able to depend on ExxonMobil for its livelihood. We're not going to be able to depend on the weapons manufacturers to pour a bunch of money in here so that we can have an open democratic conversation about war. We're not going to have these folks who are going to decide that they want to support independent media. We depend on you for our livelihood. 100% of KPFT's budget comes from listeners like you. So please do not let this opportunity go by without picking up the phone and dialing 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Maybe you're laying in bed right now. Maybe you're in the car and you're saying, oh, I don't really want to do that. I've got other stuff to do. You know, if the world was run by people who said, you know, I got something else to do besides supporting something that matters to me, where else would we be? Come on, help us out. If you're really seriously naked or in your jammies or whatever else and you don't want to roll out of bed, I totally dig that. That's totally cool. But please make sure to go to kpft.org in the morning. Please promise me, and I'll quit nagging you, kpft.org, and make a pledge of support. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking for your gerbil. I'm asking for you to help out KPFT. What is it? Dollar day pledge? Let's be real. We can say, when I say dollar a day pledge, $365, $30 a month, and people go, oh my God, $30 a month? Really? How much are you paying for cable? Come on. 713-526-573. How many of you have got gym memberships that you don't even use? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, give us your used gym membership.
Help out KPFT, because we are definitely mental gymnastics. We're gymnastics for your mind, for your heart, for your soul. We help expand your horizons. We give you outside of this little tiny window of Houston, Texas, and having been born and raised here, I can tell you it's a really tiny window into a greater world, and that's what great radio is all about.
It's not all Rush Limbaugh. It's not all Sean Hannity. There really are other voices. Yeah, and I'm stepping all over the phone number. 713-526-5738, kpft.org, if you want to contribute online. I want to – my God, that was just amazing.
I can keep going.
I know you can. Just give me 5 minutes, and I'll come back to you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
713-526. Thank you for this call coming in. I believe we had somebody call a second ago. Now, when you call, please make sure to talk to our great folks who are answering these phones. Let them know you want to make a pledge. You can make that pledge very easily. You can make it on a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. You can send in a check if you'd like to do that. A pledge is just a promise. It's just a promise that you are going to support KPFT. If you don't have your credit card in front of you, if you're still laying in bed, what your pants are on the other side of the room, purses in the other room, whatever else, just let them know. We'll send you something. We're more than happy to send you something. You just need to make sure, please remember to send in that check. However, that's perfectly cool. But call 713-526-5738. Thank you for that call coming in. It does make a difference. We have a very, very modest goal. It's almost an embarrassing goal for this program.
It really is.
$150, because these two gentlemen do some amazing radio. They are so passionate about the issues that matter to you. You think about all the shows that we've done, whether it's the open forum shows, whether it's the conversation about healthcare, whether it's the conversation about history, whatever it may be, this is great educational radio.
One of
it's
my
informative,
favorites.
It's funny, it's interesting, and that's what hopefully it's not. It doesn't all have to be Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, where we're talking about here's the cougar, here it's Tanner. It doesn't need to be dry and boring.
I have to tell you,
I like Wild Kingdom myself.
One of the favorite shows I've ever done was Why Does School Start So Damn Early and Should It? Now, that is a topic that you haven't heard on any other show, on any other radio station, and I was proud to bring it to you.
And that's a great thing. It's great to be able to have a conversation with listeners to get their opinions about something and have a conversation, have a guest that's willing to educate and inform you. Again, it's not because their think tank is paying them to be on the air. It's not because that an advertiser is telling Mike and Egberto to talk about, I don't know, ice cream or balloons or, you know, and I don't need to put down every radio station that's out there. There are a lot of great commercial radio stations. I listen to them every so often. But if you've listened to them every so often as I have, one, you know that all of them are in a commercial at the same time. And also, they kind of talk about crap. I mean, they talk about whatever it is the advertiser wants them to talk about. That's perfect. I mean, hey, people need to work. People need to live. That's their job, and that's kind of what they do. These gentlemen's job, the only job they have on this radio station, is to appeal to you, to educate you, to do something hopefully good in your life, and hopefully contribute to the idea that KPFD has a 501. Imagine that. And everything on the station is educational. Music is educational. Conversation is educational. The arts are educational. We provide you an opportunity to experience that education in a unique, dynamic, fun, enjoyable way that hopefully shows you that in spite of all the differences that we talk about that we have in this world, we're really not all that different. And this world is a lot smaller than sometimes we really realize, and that we all have something in common. 713-526-5738. Thank you to all these calls that have been coming in. These calls that come in, I hope every single one of them is a pledge. I want to be able to thank every one of you. We've got a very, very modest goal this hour. Somebody pledging at $12.50 a month, just $12.50 a month, you'll help us make this goal. Literally help us, put us right at the goal. But I believe we can even go over that goal because these two gentlemen deserve it. They really do a great show, and I believe that you know that they do a great show. This station deserves it. I believe that this station has hopefully done something for you. So please pick up that phone. Please give us a call, 713-526-5738. Every single contribution makes a difference, whether you've listened to this station for 40 years or 40 minutes. The fact that I've been talking for literally 40 minutes and I can just talk about this stuff because it's a unique, unusual station without having to say, oh, well, let's talk. Let me check my Verizon phone.
This is the easiest show I've ever done.
It's really a great thing. That's a beautiful thing. Because we're not here to beholden to advertisers. We don't need to talk about our commercial-free block. And, oh, by the way, we've suddenly gone to a bunch of commercials. We don't have to do that here, and that's a great thing. But that's only possible through the support of listeners like you. Look, we're happy to give you a gift. If you want a gift, we'll get you in the door to a lot of shows. Maybe you heard about this Palestine film pack that we have at the dollar a day level. Maybe you heard George Quant live on the air with us talking about integrated quantum meditation. We have his set available. Maybe you heard about a book or a DVD on a previous show. By all means, when you talk to the Pledge Center, first of all, they're really super, super nice people. But you just kind of say, hey, I heard about this. Or the guy, that crazy guy on the air who's kind of ranting and raving talked about this pair of tickets or whatever it is. Then by all means, talk to them. They're happy to go through the nice book that we've given them. And they will get you the gift that you're interested in. But the best gift of all is the fact that you have contributed to something greater than just yourself. Because this isn't like an Ayn Rand Island situation. This is something about community. It's about supporting the idea that educational radio makes a difference in the city and makes a difference in the world. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. If you're antisocial, you don't want to talk to anybody, kpft.org. I actually like pledging online because it's much easier. I can spell my name out the way I want. I can put my address the way I want and do all this other stuff. Secure, quick, easy, online. You can do it through PayPal if you want to do that. Visit kpft.org. You can make that pledge right there. PayPal, credit card, however you want to do it. But the most important thing is you got to make the pledge because this program deserves it. The station deserves it. You deserve it. You deserve to support something that cares about you. Because I can tell you right now, the box don't give a damn about you, honestly. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. They only care about their advertisers. And sorry, don't mean to put anybody down, but that's just what it is.
Well, we've got conglomerate media companies, and they have five stations on the radio.
Thank you.
They've got a station on the air, and they have control of the media. There are so few independent, truly independent voices. Not only is KPFT a collective independent voice,
yes,
but we have almost 100 individual independent voices.
Yes.
Where else are you going to find that?
Absolutely nowhere else. Think about, I can encourage you all, if you don't believe what Mike is saying, by all means, Egberto, Mike, and I will wait right here while you flip the dial. Go ahead and take your dial and go whoop, and go all the way across to the right and all the way back here, I can guarantee you at least five stations are probably going to be in commercial right now. Probably two of them are playing the exact same song. Maybe it's not in the same spot, but it's pretty close. And you're just going to hear this homogenization of radio. You're going to hear the homogenization. You'd think as a journalism major I'd be able to speak. Homogenization of radio that has, as Mike has pointed out, because you've got the FCC has taken away the rules that limit the number of stations that a corporation can own. So as a result, you've got two or three different companies owning 25 stations in an area. But let's all put our heads together and think about what could that mean. I will tell you exactly what it means. It means the Clear Channels of the world, the Cumuluses of the world, the Radio Ones of the world, all these particular corporations have a set number of genres that they're interested in appealing to their advertisers for, because ultimately, again, radio is not about what you want to listen to. It's about what they think can get out of advertising dollars, and that's basically what they're going to put on the air. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, there's the internet.
Ernesto, there is a website that you can go to. I don't know what it's called, but there is a website you can go to that actually shows what companies own which radio stations.
Yep.
What's amazing
is
how many radio stations are listed and how few companies own them.
Exactly.
It's appalling.
You know, and it's kind of interesting because KPFT went on the air in 1970. I can tell you right now that the landscape when we got onto the broadcast signal and what it is today, night and day.
Yeah, totally.
So when you think about supporting KPFT and you think, they'll be fine and whatever else, guess what? When this disappears, and it will disappear
WBAI,
if you don't
man.
Call 713-526-5738 and make a pledge of support, things like this do disappear. Licenses disappear every single day. Licenses get sold. Stations shutter their doors every day. Once this license goes away, the last non-commercial license was in Florida, just sold, what was it, the early part of this year. $10 million. If any of us has $10 million laying around, KPFT's budget isn't $10 million. Our budget is $1.5 million a year. Our budget is even in $10 million.
I want to make an analogy here.
It's so difficult to get back into the space.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, a license now can go for $100 million
yes.
more. I want to make an analogy.
Yes.
How many of you folks out there have had a favorite restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been Mexican, Italian, seafood, whatever it was. It was a favorite restaurant.
Mm.
You loved knowing it was there. You just didn't go there that often. But you knew that when you went there, you loved it. And then they closed. And they closed because they had a lot of people like you who loved this restaurant and loved the food at this restaurant. They just didn't go there often enough for the people at the restaurant to make a living. KPFT could be that restaurant. It could be that great restaurant that you love having around, but that you don't go to that often, so they don't make a living. But you love knowing they're there. We need you to support the KPFT restaurant. We need you to help support the idea restaurant,
mm-hmm.
the ideology restaurant, the liberal and pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian and pro and anti all kinds of stuff restaurant, so that when you go and look at that menu, there is at least one radio restaurant in town where you can find something on the menu that you'll like. How many stations are like that? But we need you to patronize the restaurant.
Absolutely. And I want to remind you as well that, and because I've heard this as well, as program director, I'm program director Ernesto Aguilar, if you're just tuning in, I've heard this before as
program
I'm on here director.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I, as the one who's speaking, that's Mike, Egberto's there, those are the other guys.
Yeah,
so,
we're the other guys.
I'm Joe Jackson, those are my boys right there, so they're much more famous than I am, trust me. However, the fact of the matter is people oftentimes say, you know, I don't want to support KPFT because you've got X or because you do Y or because you've got bluegrass or you've got this person with a crazy perspective or you've got this. You know, if we decide that we don't want to support XYZ party, if we decide we don't want to go to XYZ establishment, if you decide you don't want to watch your cable network because it has a channel that you don't like, how do you, first of all, that probably isn't happening to you. Your chances are deciding that you're willing to support it regardless. You're willing to pay your cable bill regardless. But we still, that's this, this whole body still needs you. We still need your pledge of support. You still consume. You still appreciate the programming that you appreciate. So please make that call. We do need to hear from you. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Please make your pledges of support. 713-526-5738. I think I dated myself with a Joe Jackson reference. 713-526-5738. We want to hear from
you. I'm a lot older than you, boy.
Your pledge of support makes that difference. Citizen Cope coming to Houston. Connor Oberst coming to Houston. Lila Downs, awesome, awesome, awesome performer. We'll get you in the door. You and a special someone, $150 pledge or more, will get you into Lila Downs. Del Castillo, another fantastic performer. Been through the doors just like Lightning Hopkins, just like Willie Nelson, just like Steve Earle, just like Paul Wall. There have been a lot of fantastic performers been through the door, just like Del Castillo. He's coming to town. We'll get you there. We'll get you in the house for Aliyah Lovett. We'll get you in the house for Wiz Khalifa. We'll get you in the house for Ian Moore. We'll get you in the house for Ray LaMontagne. But we do need you to please pick up that phone. Please make that pledge of support. Please support something that matters in this city, because there's plenty of stuff out there that doesn't mean anything that wants you to give it some money. Why not give a little bit of money?
And
not asking for a lot, to something that matters. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. You know, I think you guys wanted to have a show at some point. I think I've just dominated
about 50 minutes of it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So
we can always do it next week.
526-5738. I'm going to put this mic down. I'll actually let you all do the talking, because I've kind of ranted and raved the entire time.
No, you've done great. Let me ask you a question I'm almost afraid to ask, but I know the phone has rung. Do we have anyone to thank?
There are lots of opportunities for you to make a pledge of support by dialing 713-526-5738. We had $150 to raise between now and the end of the hour. We are still a bit of the way to get there, but I believe we can. I really do. I've seen some magical things happen. I believe in KPFT's listeners. I believe in every one of you with all my heart, because I've seen you do some magical things for this station. We've been bombed off the air. We survived hurricanes. We have survived virtually anything and everything you can think of. Crazy people that have wanted to close down this radio station, all kinds of wildness that is worth a story one of these days, and I'm going to write my book, and hopefully you'll buy it. Nevertheless, I hope that we can survive this hour, and I believe that we can, and we will definitely do it, but we do need you to please give us a call. 713-526-5738. Modest goal. I believe we can do it. I really do believe in every one of you. I have seen
rescue us.
Talked to so many of you who love this radio station, who've given all you can to us because you care about the idea that independent radio, independent music, independent culture, independent ideas matter. 713-526-5738. They're not just words to you. They mean something to you. If that's you, if you're listening to us and that matters to you, by all means, the only number you need to be calling right now is 713-526-5738. We've got a lot of gifts. Happy to provide you a gift. If you want no gift at all and you practice simplicity like myself, by all means, pick up that phone, make that contribution, even pick up a phone. Some people just kind of hit the little digits on the little screen. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. KPFT.org. Make your pledge securely online. Very, very, very easy to do. Painfully easy to do. Frighteningly easy to do. KPFT.org. Make that pledge securely online. We've only got a few minutes left. Damage control coming up at 11. But in these closing moments, I really, really, really want to be able to say these guys made it. We're going out with our heads held high. I know that you care about this radio station. I'm asking for you to please make that call. 713-526-5738.
I want to point out that there are many, many times I have done this show that we have gotten up to 20 callers in an hour. Up to 20 callers in an hour on some shows. I know that there are folks out there listening. Now, statistically, about 1 in 16 listeners has ever contributed to KPFT. So, in other words, there is a neighbor or a friend or another listener out there who has helped support the station for 15 of you other folks out there. I'm not guilting you into not listening. I want you to listen. And not everybody has expendable resources. I get that. But you know what? That 1 in 16 person, whether you have previously helped support KPFT or you have never supported KPFT, now would be a great time to help support KPFT so that I can continue and Egberto can continue to bring you the unusual discussions and the spectrum of different opinions that,
exactly.
that we enjoy giving you, just ideas to think about your world in a different way. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. You can also go online, kpft.org. You can hashtag us if you donate online at hashtag ThinkWing. And man, we would love to get some support from you so that we know that what we're doing here, you guys are enjoying out
Hell
there.
Yeah. 713-526-5738. This is a great program. This is a great radio station. And most importantly, I mean, you may listen to the program and go, oh, it's pretty good. It's fun to listen to. A lot of programs really fun to listen to and entertaining and interesting. But remember, when you listen to these programs, you think, oh, this is really kind of interesting. This is unique. It's unusual. It's something I enjoy. Remember, there's a venue by which that is broadcast to you. As Mike pointed out, we are not owned by one of these big corporations that owns 15 other radio stations in Houston. We are wholly supported not by advertisers, but by people just like you who dial 713-526-5738 and make a financial contribution because they care about the radio station. They value the fact that KPFT exists, and they're willing to give a little bit of money. They don't have to give a lot. I mean, if you can pledge a little bit more, by all means, we want to hear from you. If you can pledge just a little bit, that's perfectly fine. We don't want to dictate to you what you give, but we want you to pledge whatever you believe is right for independent media here in Houston. If you can pledge at that dollar a day level, we have a fantastic Palestine film pack that we offered a little bit earlier during Democracy Now. If you heard about George Quandt a little bit earlier, pledge just about $20 a month, we can get you that set. We've got lots of fantastic performances coming through town. The Whatever Festival is happening over at Warehouse Live next weekend. We will get you there for a lot of cool performers, including Filter, Helmet, The Hold Steady, The Dwarves, Local H, and much, much more. $100 pledge will get you and a friend into that show. That's actually happening Saturday and Sunday, so that's 2 days of great performances happening over at Warehouse Live. Benjamin on the Visa, MasterCard, and American Express will get you in the door. Whatever you can pledge, it all makes a difference. Every single amount makes a difference. Whether you love our music, whether you love the ideas, whether you love the culture, whatever it is, this radio station makes a difference to every single one of you on some level. And we're asking for you to do what you think is right for independent media because the artists, the ideas require and demand that you support them. You make a difference when you make that pledge, and we want to hear from you. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Great program coming up in a little under 5 minutes. Damage control, please, you want to stay tuned for that. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
And I think that pretty much...
No, no.
How many minutes have we got left?
We've got 3 minutes, and in three minutes, I can sit here and fill up every single one of those 90.
I claim my 3 minutes.
I'm ready to go. I'm good
I know,
to go.
Man, you're, okay. You're the KPFT Energizer Bunny.
I'm sitting down. I'm putting down the mic. It's
the
all yours. It's all you.
Bunny. That's what we're
run it, Mike. You do it.
I just want to talk about the variety of shows that we do. I've had on Dr. Yusheng Sun talking about current research on diabetes and obesity. I've had an informal survey on whether Dick Cheney was the worst vice president of the United States ever. That was an interesting chat. I've had Ray Hill on the show. I've had David Brown, who writes under the pseudonym of D.B. Grady, who has also written the book Deep State Inside the United States Government. What is it called now? See, I highlight stuff and then it disappears. But D.B. Grady, David Brown, great book. We have talked about why does school start so damn early. I've talked about Fukushima long after it was out of the major news because, you know what, it's still leaking radiation. I've had on political candidates. I've had on people talking about climate change. This show is nothing if not varied. I've talked about the 100-year Starship project. I've talked about the World Science Fiction Convention. Who else talks about this
Look,
stuff?
Look, folks, here's the reality. If you want to have a good conversation, intellectual and otherwise, Mike Honig is the show to hone into. You like what I did with the hone?
Yeah, the Honig into.
Honig, hone into the show.
Yes.
So please give us a call. It is 713-526-5738. Let's make sure and keep Mike on the air. I need to have somebody to do this stuff.
Yeah,
for,
man.
So let's keep Mike
on the air. If I'm
Honig
not on the air,
on the
I may never
air.
See Egberto, and that would just
well,
be sad.
That's not possible. You're my friend.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
I love that. Okay, so now do we get to hit some music? Somewhere along the line here, do we get like an outro? There we go. It just felt so incomplete. Okay. Well, I hope we've had fun. I've had fun. I think Ernesto has had fun. Egberto, I've been seeing him smile. Jesse's going to have fun. So we're all having fun, and we'll be back next week. Think Wing Radio, me, Egberto, Ernesto, the whole crowd. Everybody have a great week. And remember, if your vote didn't count, they wouldn't be trying so hard to suppress it. Have a good week.